When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome along to the latest bite-sized episode from the High Performance Podcast. A really quick 5 or 6 minutes of your day is all that we ask, and in return, we will give you some genuine nuggets of gold, some information to take into your life, some lessons, some learnings from conversations that we've already had on the High Performance Podcast. And today, we're going to hear from the former Tottenham and current Paris Saint-Germain boss, Maurizio Pochettino. It was an amazing conversation in the very first series of the High Performance Podcast. I can't wait for you to hear today's episode. It's coming right up.
In life is everything. You can have all the talent that God provide you when you born, or your mom, your genetic, or your dad, but without attitude you are not going to achieve nothing. You can dream, but without attitude, nothing. You are going to have luck if you have the right attitude.
You know what, Damien, before we get into the specific conversation about attitude, actually, it probably is actually on the same topic, his attitude. Because when we went to Maurizio's house, we hadn't released any of the High Performance Podcasts. So I'd love the fact that, you know, we get some great conversations on some great guests now, but 9 times out of 10, they've seen the numbers, they know how popular it is, they look on the charts, they see where we sit, they see the conversations, and they go, oh yeah, that would be great for me to be on that podcast. And that is fine, and it means that we get great content. We'd never released an episode when he invited us to North London, opened the front door of his house, made us a cup of tea, and sat down and shared the things that he's learned. And I think that says an awful lot about him and an awful lot about his attitude.
Yeah, definitely. He uses that phrase, doesn't he, that universia energia, which translates as universal energy. And it's quite an abstract concept that he spoke about, but it's that idea of that everything around us is energy. So he talks about with his players, you either bring positive energy, that can-do attitude, you want to get stuck in and make the best of a situation, or the negative energy where you're looking at what's wrong, what's broken, what's going to be bad today. And I think from the moment we met him, when he opened that door to us, he brought that positive energy, didn't he? That, you know, he put his arm around us, he embraced us, he made us welcome. I think he embodied everything that he spoke about in that clip.
And, you know, we're at a funny point in our relationship with Florence, our eldest daughter, because she's now 8 years old, and she's suddenly getting a real awareness of the people around her. You know, when they're really young, everyone's great and they love everyone and everything. For the first time, she's seeing other girls at school and other people, and she's wondering whether they're the right kind of people for her. So we're having to have a similar conversation about this, that she said to us something the other day, like, oh yeah, you keep telling me to be really nice, but I'm not going to be nice to these people because they're actually not very nice to me. So then it was like, whoa, hold on. However they act should have no impact on how you're acting at school. So we've had to have this conversation. And I think it's similar to the way he is. He would see his players come in and, you know, we noticed, didn't we? He shook our hands and held our hands and put his arms around us for a long time as he was kind of gauging our energy, which is what he believes in, and all power to him for that. But I think that he judges the energy from others. But regardless of how that energy is, obviously he has to tailor his management to how his players are feeling. But the positivity he brings, he's totally aware of how he sets the tone and sets the tempo. And I think we all have to understand that. You know, sometimes we look at others and think, why are you being so negative? Well, we should take the responsibility for bringing the positive, shouldn't we?
Definitely. This is a technique. I mean, there's lots of cross-pollination with lots of our guests, but I think it reminded me a lot of our conversation that we had with Ant Middleton when he spoke about his training in the Royal Marines when he first joined up. And he said that what they assessed him for was around attitude, and their definition was, how do you respond to facts? So, like the conversation that you're having with Flo, that even if the fact is that somebody else is unkind to you, how you respond to it is entirely within your control. You can still be polite and upbeat and positive, even if someone chooses not to behave like that to you.
I love that because, you know, when we're driving, obviously you always get that person in another car who like bibs you or waves their hands in the air. And Harriet said to me the other day, she goes, well, how does that not annoy you? And I'm like, well, because I'm literally choosing not to be annoyed by that guy's anger. And she can't get her head around it. She's like, yeah, but that must annoy you. And so we had this great conversation about, yeah, but why would I let him being angry make me angry? Because I've got no reason to be angry. And I think when we understand that our response to other people is entirely within our control, our entire attitude is something that we own. We control it. We can turn it on and off. We can make it positive or negative. It's very powerful.
Very much. Viktor Frankl, we've referenced him a few times over the series. He was a psychologist that was a prisoner in the concentration camps of World War II. He spoke about the last of our choices is our ability to choose our attitude. How we respond to what goes on around us is the ultimate choice that we all have that determines how successful, how happy, how productive we're going to be. And I think your response in terms of somebody beeping the horn at you is just recognising in that pause between the event and how you respond, you have a choice. And that's what attitude really is.
I've got a bit of work to do, though, in my own house. The conversation went where Harry went, hold on a minute. So what you're saying is if someone is an absolute dick, I can't be offended by that. I said, yeah. And she went, nonsense. And, and we carried on our journey. So I'll play this episode to her and I will quote Viktor Frankl and I'll see how she reacts to that. But
good luck.
So good. Yeah, thanks, mate. So good to chat to Maurizio. There was a few episodes ago. If you want to, you can rewind right now to the first series of the High Performance Podcast and you can hear the full conversation with Maurizio Pochettino right there. But I remember us just leaving his house, Damien, and both of us were like, I just want to spend more time with that person. He makes me feel really good. And that's what attitude can do.
And that's the secret to his success. It's about making people feel good. There's that great quote that, you know, being successful isn't about showing people how good you are. It's about showing people how good they can be. And I think that's how he made us feel at the end of that and gave us a real impetus to carry on with this podcast. Like you say, he did it before he'd ever heard an episode himself, but he made us feel that we could make a difference.
I love it. Thanks, Prof.
Thanks, mate.
Really appreciate Damien's input as ever, and also Will and Hannah, who worked really hard on the High Performance Podcast to bring the whole thing together. Thanks as well to Finn Ryan at Rethink Audio for his hard work on the episodes. Most of all, though, thanks to you. Without you, we wouldn't be doing this. We really, really appreciate you buying into and believing in the High Performance Podcast, and we'll see you very soon for another episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.